For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.
What's going on, River Rocks Festival? We are the broadcast from Asheville, North Carolina.
On a sunny patch of open space along the Congaree River in Columbia, the annual River Rocks Festival brought hundreds of residents out last weekend to enjoy the spring weather and learn about the conservation efforts of the region's Congaree River Keeper and their partners.
So, who here is here to listen to some awesome music? All right, who here is here to drink some tasty Sweetwater beers? All right, now who here is here to celebrate clean water and healthy rivers?
That's Riverkeeper Bill Stangler. He spearheads the event with his small staff and a group of dedicated volunteers. He says that while many people come out to enjoy the nice weather and the music, the community is also in tune with the larger purpose of the event, to raise awareness and support for one of the area's most precious resources.
What it is at the end of the day is it is a celebration of our rivers and our organization's work to protect them, and a great way to get people involved and have a good time.
Bill Stangler has been the Riverkeeper for over 6 years and is one of just two people on staff.
So I do everything from the day-to-day management of a nonprofit to organizing volunteer cleanups, collecting water quality samples, building legal cases against polluters, picking fights at the State House, and everything in between, and planning a music festival.
But keeping the festival up and going has been a real fight for the past 3 years. It used to be held in Riverfront Park, on the banks of the Columbia Canal. In October 2015, severe flooding caused the canal's levee to breach, flooding the amphitheater, which was the regular site of community events like the festival.
One of the things that we've run into in recent years is, you know, we had to move around a little bit. After the 2015 flood, we sort of became an orphan event. We lost our site at Riverfront Park when the canal broke and the stage got washed away from the old amphitheater site. So we've been bouncing around.
For the last 2 years, River Rocks has been relocated to a site near Founders Park, where you can still see the river, but as festival attendee Robin Dougherty pointed out,
just barely. Yeah. It would be nice if there was an actual view, better view and access.
The effects of the canal's breach aren't limited to the festival. The canal is one of just two sources of drinking water for the city of Columbia. Quick work by city engineers and the South Carolina National Guard to erect a temporary dam ensured that the city's water supply didn't suffer. And Assistant City Manager of Columbia Water, Clint Sheely, said that it's a good, albeit short-term, fix.
Right now we've got what I've coined to be a long-term temporary solution with our rock dam along the canal, and we feel very confident in that. It was engineered very quickly, constructed very quickly, but it's solid.
Right now, the city is waiting on confirmation of funding arrangements from FEMA, which will help determine when and how the repairs are completed. Because the canal is also the site of a hydropower plant, a lot of other organizations are involved too, including the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, making the process even more complicated.
I want our citizens to know that we're going to have a long-term solution to our water supply issue here in Columbia. Even if we get $0, we're committed, but the level of funding that we get will certainly impact how quickly that solution can be implemented.
While Sheely says there's not yet a definite timeline for the permanent repairs, Stangler expects it to be at least a few years before River Rocks Festival can return to Riverfront Park. In the meantime, they're still managing to carry on with the mission of bringing Columbia good music and environmental ed. To learn more, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.